Hey there, it's Rinna, and I'm going to do the accent challenge. It's about all I can handle right now. As you can hear, I'm a little hoarse. That has to do with work that I've been doing and allergies and just a pile of other shit. So instead of doing anything more involved, I'm going to do the accent challenge and see what you think about that. So first of all, my name is Rinna. I already said that. I'm Canadian, which plenty of you can probably already tell. And here comes the list of words, which I think is actually pretty clever. It's not a bad list of words. And I'm going to editorialize about some of them. For instance, the very first one, A-U-N-T, I grew up saying aunt, but I know plenty of people who say aunt, especially where I'm living now. And so every time I have to say that word, I hesitate for a moment and then I say aunt. So if you were to write that out phonetically, it has to have like a little gap before you start saying it. Roof, root, theater, except I usually am a dork and I say theater. And amazingly, I haven't been thrown out of any rooms for doing that. Iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water. Good old Nola. Like, it's absurd for me to go around trying to say something along the lines of New Orleans. So I say New Orleans, or I don't know, I just try and avoid saying it. And see this next one. So I grew up saying pecan, which is very bougie, I think. And I know a lot of people who say pecan or pecan, but I can't bring myself to do that, so I say pecan. Or if I can remember, I try to say like pecan and broaden that last A so that it doesn't sound quite so snotty. Anyway, both, again, well, sometimes again, depends on the context, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon is what everyone around me now says. It makes fun of me for having grown up saying coupon, but I do say coupon if I'm not thinking about it. Much like aunt, you have to phoneticize that with a nice little gap before I go, coupon. Mayonnaise, pajamas, although I usually spell it with an A. I mean, the Y spelling is like very quirky and neat, but like I just don't go to it automatically. Caught, naturally. You've written it here on this, you, it's not your fault, listener, but here on the thing I'm looking at, it's spelled aluminium, but I definitely only ever say aluminum. And I do say gif because if you're around people who are even slightly less overly online than I am, they don't know what's happening when you say gif. They think you mean peanut butter. Tumblr. What other way do people say Tumblr? Is it just like an age test? Like if you're like, I don't even know what this says, Tumblr or something. I can't imagine saying anything other than Tumblr. That doesn't make any sense. Cracker Jack. What? Do people say that in some kind of different way than those two words? I haven't noticed that in anyone else's challenge that I've listened to. What's happening? Doorknob. What is happening? Okay, I don't know what any of those last ones were trying to determine, but oh boy. Did I say doorknob? I did say doorknob. I'm being a doorknob. Envelope. Grew up saying envelope. 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 I need an envelope. I need an envelope. No, I probably say envelope. And I don't know what this last one is. G-P-O-Y. The motorcycle outside is making fun of me for not knowing what this is. I'm literally Googling it right now. Gratuitous picture of yourself. Oh, that's like, for a moment I was like, oh, I feel really old for not knowing that slang, but that's like old people slang, isn't it? Like we just call it selfie now. Like for a very short time at the beginning of cell phones, that was a thing, but like no one says that. Hey quiz, no one says that. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? We would call that TPing. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Sure, pop. That's called pop, y'all. What do you call gym shoes? Ooh, I vacillate wildly between sneakers and runners. I'm fine with either. What do you call your grandparents? Well, I don't have any anymore, but when I did, they were granny and grandpa. I only ever had the one pair that I knew. What do you call the wheel-led contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I can't believe groceries wasn't on there because I say, as you can hear, groceries, and I get made fun of because I know a lot of people who say groceries, and I don't know why they say that. Which one do you say? I think that's a really important word that got left out of that. Anyway, it's called a grocery cart or a cart, And I just call it a cart because they get me fed up when I say grocery cart. What's the thing you change the TV channel with? Remote control. Oh, some people say clicker, but I never said clicker. I say remote control. Choose a book and read a passage from it. I should have read ahead in the thing. I might have to skip this one, y'all, because I have got a book somewhere in my suitcase. I have my e-reader, and it is turned off, and the battery's probably dead. You know what? I'm skipping it. You've heard me read scripts. That's fine. That's plenty. That's enough reading a passage. Do you think you have an accent? Well, of course, everyone has an accent. Of course, I have an accent. End audio post by saying any three words you want. That's way too much pressure. That's way too much pressure. Well, that was five words, I think. That's way too much pressure. That was five words, so that's going to have to do. All right, that's me doing the accent challenge. Tell me about what you call it when you go out and buy mostly food, because I need to know that really badly. Tell me what things I said that you are super weirded out by, and tell me what things... Oh, here comes another freaking motorcycle. Like, we get it. Tell me what you think about loud motorcycles. Bye.